Hello, all. Gordon is still unpacking from his trip, and we'll be back next episode. Unless, of course, he's had enough of me. We'll all find out together. This episode, I bring you a new photographic exercise to help you get out and make images with intent. I hear very often, frequently from my own inner voice, that I've done everything. I'm bored, and I don't know what to go make images of. Sadly, this is a very common occurrence for committed creatives because we are looking for more than just Instagram snaps and smartphone pictures of our meals. So I have this suggestion. This episode is designed to get you out and making images. It will take some thought and some planning, and those are very effective tools to help you get things done. A to Z, or Z, photography, depending on where you live, or alphabet soup, as I tend to call it, is a project. It can be done over days or weeks, with the end goal of creating an online presentation in some format, perhaps Adobe Express or your portfolio, or as a video that you post, with the end result being it is available for others to see and enjoy. The process is actually really simple. There are 26 letters in the English alphabet. Other languages may, of course, have more or less letters or no letters at all. As I claim no specific knowledge in these cases, I won't insult anyone by attempting to talk about them. However, if English is not your preferred language, use the letter or ideogram structure of your preferred language because you can still do the project. For each photographic situation, you choose a letter, working in order from first to last, and your goal for that shoot is to make an image that revolves around the letter or ideogram for that day. So, for example, if you start with the letter A, what kind of image would represent it? Could it be an A-frame style cottage or vacation home? Could it be an artist photographed while creating his or her art? For myself, the first thing I thought of was amplifier, as I am regularly surrounded by them. Then you come back, you process the image, and place it in a template layout, such as one might find in Adobe Lightroom Classic. Below the image, insert a text phrase, perhaps something as simple as A is for amplifier. Use white space in your template to create some isolation for your image and make it pop. Now, instead of just a phrase, you might want to write a short 3 to 6 line story that explains what you saw and why it has meaning for you as a creative. Now, over whatever interval suits you, do this for a different letter or ideogram, making the images on different days. It's important not to make more than one image a day for the project. Now, you might shoot multiple images for that particular letter or ideogram, but don't try to do 2 different letters or ideograms on the same day. The point of the exercise is not to finish fast, but to finish well. You may choose to challenge yourself and place your project inside a theme. If I use my own example, I might force myself to make images that all fit into the theme of music. Doing this project well will challenge your mind, challenge your image making, and if approached with a good attitude, be very inspiring. Give it some thought, and if you're willing, go do it. Don't think about it, don't try, just do. Once you have all your sequences shot and edited, now combine them into some means of sharing that you can share with friends and family. I've seen photo books published for sale using this concept. So maybe make a book, or a portfolio, or a website, or an Express project. The key thing here is that you must complete some type of final deliverable to be able to call the project done. And none of us likes to leave things unfinished. Thanks to all who listen. To help support the channel, please click the Support Us on Patreon button on the website, or go to patreon.com and choose to sponsor the Photo Video Guy. If you shop at B&H Photo Video, please use the link on the main page as it pays a small commission to us and costs you nothing to do. Always feel free to submit a comment or send in a question because I read and respond to all of them. On behalf of this channel, I wish you peace and good health.